I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. In the studio with me is the Executive Director of the Newark Arts Alliance, Dennis Lawson. Welcome, Dennis.
Thanks, Paul. Nice to see you.
I think it's been a while since we had you on the air, so it's great to have you back. As we're heading into the summer months, a lot of arts organizations tend to slow down, but I know that's not the case with the Newark Arts Alliance.
Sure, that's true. We maintain our exhibition schedule, so it's still a new exhibition every month. For the month of June, we're featuring a show called Into the Wood, and this is art by local artists that somehow pays homage to the tree as their subject, and I think it turned out to be a pretty great show.
That's really cool. Now, who are the, what artists are represented, and what genre are represented in that?
Sure. Well, we had around 40 artists submit works to the show. There were a total of 74 works submitted, 44 were taken. That means 30 were declined. So it was a really great turnout for artists bringing in work. But then there was just so much. The juror really had to be selective. Her name is Key Crittenden. And she ended up really focusing tightly on works that really highlighted the tree as her central focus. So, you know, if something had a sort of a sunset scene and the tree was in the background, that might not make the cut. And in the end, we were expecting more three-dimensional works, but it really ended up being mainly a two-dimensional show. It's a lot of really excellent paintings of trees, along with some photography of trees, and then a handful of 3D works here and there.
Now, this exhibition, Into the Wood, represents one really small piece of the kind of work that the Newark Arts Alliance does. For some of our newer listeners, could you give us a little background about the Newark Arts Alliance, its history, its mission, really what its service to the greater Newark community is?
Sure. Okay, great. So the Newark Arts Alliance is a nonprofit organization. It is an art gallery and art center. It was founded a little over 20 years ago by a group of visual artists, writers, and musicians as a way to bring out the arts in Newark. So now, you know, 20 years on, we really have a focus on the visual arts just because we have a gallery space. So we have an exhibition gallery where we do monthly shows. We have a gallery shop that visual artists can display in throughout the year. And then we have a classroom space to teach art classes. But we still maintain our focus as an art center for all the different types of artists who originally founded the organization. So to that end, we also do a series of monthly programs that some of them focus on the visual arts. We have a figure drawing program that meets on second and fourth Thursdays. We also have a painting group that meets on Wednesdays. But in addition, we do some music stuff. We have a first Sunday music jam. We have a fourth Friday drum circle. And interestingly, the drum circle ends up bringing out a lot of people. I think people Google drum circle Delaware and we come up. And then for writers, we do a first Tuesday open mic. So we have a lot of fiction writers, memoirists, poets who come out on first Tuesdays at 7 o'clock and tell us about what they've gotten.
Now, I know the Newark Arts Alliance always also participates in some of the city orchestrated activities.
Sure. Yeah. We have a great relationship with the city. So things like Newark Community Day will always be out there. Some of the smaller events like the Dickey Park Picnic will be out there. Recently, as part of the city's new night downtown, we presented art on the Academy lawn. And then we'll be doing something in the fall. We usually do what we call the Harvest Arts Festival. And that's an organization that, an event that it's more university related, where we try to figure out whenever the university is doing Parents Weekend, we try to reserve the Academy lawn, and then we get a bunch of artists out there to show off their stuff and hopefully make some sales to parents.
So, yeah. Now, is the Newark Arts Alliance a member organization?
Yeah, exactly. It's a member-supported organization, so memberships are available. It's $30 for an individual or $50 for a household. That fee is entirely tax-deductible, so we try to encourage people to think of it as a way to support us, but then at the same time, paying to be a member has a variety of benefits. So, for instance, to display in our gallery shop year-round, you actually have to be a member. To be in our exhibitions, you can submit whether you're a member or a non-member, but we charge a submission fee, and it's a little cheaper if you're a member. It's $5 per work for members, but $10 per work for non-members. And then if you sell something at the Arts Alliance, we take less of a cut if you're a member. If you're a member, we take 30%. If you're a non-member, we take 40%. It's always kind of fun when a non-member sells something because we know we're taking a bigger share. But then at the same time, if it's a fairly pricey work, we'll be friendly and we'll let the non-member know that maybe they'd like to become a member, because then they'll take a smaller hit. Membership might pay for itself.
So in addition to exhibitions, what I'm understanding is you also have some mechanism for people to come in and purchase art.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So we're open 6 days a week from 11 to 3, Tuesday through Sunday. Then on Thursdays, we stay open a little later. We're open till 6. And when we're open, everything's for sale pretty much in the gallery shop. But then in the exhibition space, artists can choose, if they're in a monthly exhibition, whether or not to list something for sale. So sometimes people will be a little disappointed. They'll see something great in exhibition, but the artist wants to hold on to it too. But in order to be in the shop, you have to be willing to sell the piece. And that's and the nice thing about buying art at the Arts Alliance, well, there's a few nice things. One is you're supporting a local artist. Another is that you're supporting our organization. But then thirdly, you're really getting something unique, because you're getting something made by an individual artist here in our local community, and no one else is going to have what you have. And that goes for, a variety of different mediums. So, you might just be thinking paintings, photographs, that sort of thing. But we actually have a ton of really excellent jewelry artists in Newark. So those make for great gifts. We tend to do our biggest sales around the holidays, because necklaces, earrings, that sort of thing, just make for really great gifts.
What's the size of your membership currently?
We hover at around 250 members. Mm-hmm. Years ago, the Arts Alliance offered a lifetime membership. So we have a handful of people who are lifetime members. That's not something we offer anymore. But generally, we see new people coming in, and we're hoping to crack 300 someday.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we came into the studio, I was looking at your website and looking at some of the upcoming programs and events. Tell me a little bit about the Market East Food Fridays. That sounds intriguing.
Yeah. So food trucks have become a really great thing for arts organizations in the area. We've seen some of the arts organizations in Wilmington host food truck parties. The Newark Arts Alliance has started to get into the game. We had a really successful one last August. We had another one even bigger this past April, and we're thinking of making the April food truck party an annual event. So anyway, what happens at these food truck parties? Food trucks come out. They park in our parking lot. People can check out the food that's for sale, and then they can also check out the Arts Alliance. We typically offer some alcohol for sale, and then those sales go to supporting the organization. So it's just it's kind of a combination fundraiser and party. So what's happened, because the food truck parties have become such a big thing, one of our neighbors in Market East Plaza, Captain Blue Hen Comics, they've decided to take on the food truck party programming. So they're doing a series of their own food truck parties. They did one in May, and then throughout the rest of summer, in June, July, and August, on the third Friday of the month, they're bringing a group of food trucks to our parking lot. It'll be from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. each night. Each time it'll be a different group of trucks. Captain Blue Hen is planning some themes around them, so there will always be a different theme. And the other shops in Market East Plaza are going to be open too to participate in it. So normally we'd be closed at that time, but we'll be staying open late on those Fridays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. People will be able to come check out the gallery, see what we have on display, see what we have for sale. And in addition, we will be selling beer and wine, so people could have a drink with their food, and just kind of turn it into a real event.
And the next Food Friday, I believe, is coming up on June 17th. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So third Friday of June is June 17th, and that'll be 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Now, I see also there must be something with food and art, because I see on your calendar the Taste of Newark 2016.
Sure, that's true. Oh, that's a great, really great city event that I missed before, so I'm glad you brought that up. So every year, the city of Newark does Taste of Newark. It's a really great food and wine event where they bring out a ton of great chefs to make food from the local restaurants. And then they also bring out a variety of different wine from our local distributors. So it's a really fun party. And then here that money goes to supporting the city, supporting the University of Delaware's hotel management program. And then on top of all of those festivities, every year the city invites the Newark Arts Alliance to come put on a silent auction there. So what we do is we ask a lot of artists, local artists, if they'd be willing to donate art. We also ask local businesses if they'd be willing to donate, you know, either items, gift certificates, experiences, that sort of thing. And the city and the university give us a bunch of tents to display all of these items. And then, you know, a big part of the fun for that event is being able to check out all the things that we have on display, especially the local art. And then the city and the university, they basically allow Taste of Newark to serve as a fundraiser for us as well, because all of the proceeds from that silent auction go towards us. So we're really lucky that happens. That was something when the event first started, Vance Funk invited the Arts Alliance to be a part of it, and then he's kind of continued that support since then.
Well, there's so much more to take a look at here, but first let me remind our listeners that you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is Dennis Lawson, the Executive Director of the Newark Arts Alliance. Dennis, what I'm hearing is that you have an incredible working relationship with a lot of the downtown businesses. Could you speak to how you do that and what benefit that provides for both you and them?
Sure. Yeah, I think Main Street in Newark, it provides a real sense of community. And it seems that the businesses and the arts are able to work together to create a certain sense of synergy where people come down for the arts and people come down for food. And if we're working together, things can only kind of get bigger. I think it's just a matter of staying in communication with each other and letting the businesses know that we support them, and then showing them that there's great ways where we can help promote them, but then they could help support us as well. So one of the initial ways I think we really got connected with the local community was through the Taste of Newark program, which, you know, seeing that the Arts Alliance is helping Taste of Newark be an even more exciting event, but then showing how you know, if businesses can help us out there, it helps raise our bottom line as well. Another thing that we started doing was every February now we do what we call our Art of Dessert event. So this is a party where people pay admission and then they get to sample a variety of desserts donated by local restaurants. And the local restaurants really enjoy this because it allows their chefs to kind of express their artistic side. You know, we kind of view it as a culinary arts event. So it sees chefs kind of being able to put on some of their most interesting desserts and then competing with the other chefs to see see what each other is up to. And then we allow the people who come to the party to vote for their favorite. So there is a bit of a competitive atmosphere to it. And the winner is always really excited to, you know, to be recognized for what they're doing. And then I think the food truck party is another example of this where, you know, if you look back at the event we did in April, we have these food trucks coming down. And for them, it's a way of bringing in money by selling their food, but also adding value to it by partnering with us, because then there's the benefit of being able to check out the art, the benefit of their customers being able to buy beer and wine as well. And then when you have an event like that that's drawing people down, it makes it natural for the local businesses to want to work with us as well. So it means the businesses in our plaza want to stay open and they see that we're bringing people in and they're reaching a new customer base as well. So it's just one of those things where, you know, the arts draw people in, the entertainment, people want entertainment and people want dining. So there's a really natural fit between the arts and especially, I think, restaurants.
That's really just an amazing array of activities and ways to engage the local community. Dennis, I'm looking at your list of upcoming exhibitions throughout the rest of the year, and I thought maybe we could take a couple minutes just to, you know, the 30-second elevator, you know, clip on what each of these exhibitions is that we can look forward to. The Newark Arts Alliance Members Show coming up for the month of July.
Okay, yeah. So the Members Show is an exhibition we do each year in the summer where only members of the Arts Alliance are able to submit. So again, another benefit of membership. We call this a non-juried show where every member is guaranteed a work, you know, just pending our usual requirements. It has to be an original piece. It has to meet a certain level of quality. But other than that, every member, as long as they just kind of meet that baseline, they'll get something up. And what's become so interesting about the member shows is, you know, you would kind of think, oh, well, everyone gets something on display. You know, you'll have a real range in terms of the level of quality. But in actuality, some of the best work of the year goes up in the member show. And it seems it's because artists will often have a piece that they really love, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't fit into any of our themes for the year. So the member show, because there's no specific theme, they're able to put that piece in. So it ends up being a really special show. We really like it.
And then in the month of August, explorations in fiber dimensions.
That's right. You know, we have a lot of fiber artists in the Newark area. It's gotten to the point where now on the third Thursday of every month at 7 o'clock, we have a free group that meets where it's all fiber artists who basically, they sit around at a table, work on their current projects. And I mean, it's because, you know, if you're knitting or doing something else with fiber, it could be a bit lonely. And this is an opportunity to do it with a group of people. So anyway, because there's so many fiber artists, a group of, I believe, 8 fiber artists came together and they're doing a group show in August. So we'll see what their latest works are with fiber.
And then following that, for most of the month of September, It Figures.
Yeah, that's another thing that's really taken off at the Arts Alliance, which is figure drawing. So we have a monthly figure drawing group that meets with live, where people are able to draw from live models. And because there's so many people into figure drawing, we decided to do an exhibition about it. So this is going to be all works created based on figure drawing. And because it's so popular, we're figuring even more people might want to submit to it than are currently coming to the figure drawing program. So starting at the end of the month of June, we're offering a short 4-week figure drawing class with live models. So this way you'll get some instruction as well. And that class was timed so that people could take the class, wrap it up, get a little practice in, and then be ready to submit for the September show.
And then from the end of September through most of October, Dwellings.
Okay, yeah. Dwellings should be an interesting show. So, you know, a show focusing on the interior spaces. I believe as well, you could remind me if you have the information there. Is it the interior of the mind as well?
I don't have that detail in front of me. Sorry.
Our exhibition committee is the one that comes up with all of the exhibition ideas. And they usually, they'll take things, they'll always do kind of a combination of, you know, there needs to be some sort of narrow focus so that there's a clear theme. But then they'll always go for something that kind of expands it out a little bit. But yeah, that should be a fun show, especially because in the summer with Into the Wood, we're focusing on the exterior world around us. It should be neat with Dwellings to see the interior world.
Great. And then wrapping up the year, the calendar year is the Wynne Breslin Solo Show and the Holiday Art Market 2016, which you kind of referenced earlier about the holiday
exactly.
market.
Sure, exactly. Yeah. Well, the Wynne Breslin Solo Show should be really fun. Wynne has been a Delaware artist for a long time now. I wish there was... Well, you know, that's just the fact. The facts are the facts. She's in her 80s now, and she's going as strong as ever. She's really popular. She's, you know, she's displayed at the Delaware Art Museum. We're really happy that she's near the Arts Alliance, and she continues to exhibit with us. So she's doing a show in November that's, this is a solo show of her art, and it's focused specifically on this area that she lives in called The Wedge, which I'm not a native to Delaware, but as I understand it, this was an area where there's some overlap among the states and some controversy about where the borders are exactly. So it's kind of a fun Delaware region-focused show by a Delaware artist. So I think that should be a really good one. And then, right, like you mentioned, the Holiday Art Market, that's something we do at the end of the year, every year from the end of November through December, where a bunch of local artists will set up booths in our exhibition space. So that'll basically be our exhibition. They'll have a variety of art for sale, and it's just a great, great place to shop for the holidays. A lot of good gift giving, but also, you know, if you've been good, then it's why not buy some gifts for yourself mm-hmm. as well.
And for our listeners to learn more about all of these different programs and opportunities, Dennis, I believe your website is www.newarkartsalliance.org. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Great. Now, in the 2 minutes, just shy of, I would be remiss if I didn't give you an opportunity to talk about Camp Imagine, a great opportunity for kids this summer.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, Camp Imagine is a really long-running program. It's going into its 18th year this year. This is a full-day arts camp that runs for the first two weeks of every August, where kids do visual arts in the morning and then performing arts in the afternoon, which includes theater, singing, and dance. In the past, Camp Imagine had just been for ages 7 to 11, but we've had a lot of parents as well as campers who are getting close to aging out who have asked, can we make it a little longer? So now for the first year, we're doing camp from ages 7 to 12, and it's nice. We've had a big response to it. Signups are going really well, but there's still room for weeks 1 and 2. So if any parents are thinking about it, they're on the fence, now is the time to get in your application. You can either pick up a brochure at the Arts Alliance, or you can print out a copy of the brochure from our website. And one of the really neat things about Camp Imagine is that thanks to grant funding from places like Delaware Division of the Arts, the City of Newark, and the Wilmington Flower Market, we are able to offer scholarships. And what I mean by that is we offer reduced rates for camp based on household income. So we have a whole chart in the brochure, and parents can just send along proof of income, and then we can adjust their pay rate accordingly.
And as one who's not too old to remember the challenges of cobbling together a summer camp program for our kids, it's really a great opportunity in early August. Dennis, we're running out of time here. I just want to thank you for joining us in the studio today, coming up from Newark, representing the Newark Arts Alliance. It's really been a pleasure having you here.
Great. Thanks a lot, Paul. I appreciate it.